Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
City Council met last night for one of their two regular monthly meetings, and with us this morning is the mayor of the great city of Brady, the Honorable Tony Groves. Good morning, Mayor.
Howdy. How are you today?
I am well. Everything's going along. Can't complain too much today. It'd be nice if it rained.
Yeah, sure would. Sure looked like it was going to yesterday.
Oh, I thought we had a good shot at it. I even saw, you know, a half a dozen sprinkles.
Yeah.
In my car, on my windshield, it didn't last. But then again, we now have a chance of rain in the forecast for the weekend, 20% chance on Saturday, and a 50% chance on Sunday. Maybe Sunday will be the day. And the Weather Bureau says that maybe a tenth of an inch if it rains on Sunday. That's not enough. That's just not enough.
No. Just enough to get the weeds going.
Oh, yeah, get them energized. Yep. That's true. Well, the Brady City Council met last night. How'd things go?
Well, they went well. It took about an hour and 50 minutes to take care of our business. Started at 6 o'clock, as we always do, with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance. Had two folks there, had a pretty good audience there, and they participated in a good bit of the meeting. The two public comments, number one was concern about a residence on China Street that seems to be having an awful lot of trouble making code, and they're kind of gaming the system and a lot of emphasis on let's get this wrapped up and get it done. The other comment was, in fact, just that they wanted to talk about one of the agenda items, and they would wait for the rest of it. Consent agenda was just the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting on the 5th of April. That passed 5-0. Had a presentation on the second quarter financial report. Since we're talking about the fiscal year, we're halfway through the fiscal year.
That's right.
As we do that, we're doing well. Revenues are a little bit ahead. In fact, the way we track the sales tax, we're about 6.5% ahead of last year and on track for the best year, knock on wood that I don't jinx it, that we've ever had. We look back a number of years to get one that's about $1.3 million that is collected in sales tax, and we'll be just a little bit above that if we continue on track. No public hearings, so we went right to the individual concerns. There were only two, as you mentioned, a short agenda. The first one was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1338, the City of Brady, amending Ordinance 1328, which is a schedule of fees and rates, programs, and regulation, and other operations of the city. And what we did was we had, at two previous meetings, discussed the municipal golf course student rate and seasonal membership rate to give more opportunities for college students up to the age of 24 with a student ID from a university would be eligible to participate in this, and it just gave them the opportunity to hit the golf course without pressing any of the rules and without paying for the individual day green fees and the year-long membership. So a lot of support for that. Not a lot of discussion at this meeting because we had beat that horse many times in the past, and everybody was in agreement, and that passed 5-0. Second item was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the sale of property out at Brady Lake. That kind of breaks into two categories. The north side, which is probably the easiest for us to look at. We've done the surveys out there. We've looked at some of the ways to divide those lots up, and the guidance with a motion that passed 5-0 for the city manager to go ahead and come up with a plan and bring the council the final draft, if you will, of what those lots would look like, and then we proceed on with the process that we choose to use to sell those. We found out a lot yesterday with referring to the TML and some of the stuff, and that is zoned recreation area, not park, but recreation area, and just so happens that in our planning and zoning, there's no definition for what recreation area is. So we'll get that fixed, I'm sure. But it comes off as basically the phrase used is surplus property that the city can sell. They don't necessarily have to do it at auction. They don't have to do it the way we did the Davie edition and the Dodge Heights edition with an appraisal that sets the price that it's going to sell for. And then we, in those cases, of course, Davie and Dodge Heights is on the north side. So it's all right along that. The main focus is about from the lake house back on the, that side of the lake. Again, the city manager is going to come up with the proposed plan as to how to divvy it up and then what process to go through. As we do that, there's a 2013 bill that was passed in the Texas legislature that gave cities the option to sell that property without having to go through some of the hoops that they are required to do in other zone types of property. The larger part of the discussion was on the south side. The folks that have been around for a while probably refer to it as the Mudgelistic area. It does not deal with the land on the south side adjacent to the Simpson Lake Club that goes from the Simpson Lake Club to the water. That is in the floodplain and creates some other problems, and there are some agreements from the establishment of the Simpson Lake Club out there that said that's going to be accessed by the public but not a part of a park or just free reign out there. And so we have those agreements, and they'll stand. But when you look at the Mudgelistic area on out the highway and from the highway to the water, looking at where the floodplain comes in, a little bit of difference in some of the reference material that we have that show the 100-year floodplain, and the significance of that is that if you're in that 100-year floodplain, you need flood insurance to build out in there or build it above the certain elevation mm-hmm. that gets you there. Continue to find out that the definition of a floodplain is kind of soft and varies a great deal. I found out yesterday that there is a different definition of how you arrive at a floodplain if it's adjacent to a seashore or a lake, which would affect us, as there is within its adjacent to the river, as opposed to the floodplain that might be focused on other things. When you're close to a river or a lake that's a retention area like Brady Lake is, you go back and study all the history of all the rainfall back mm-hmm. to when the record started in 1881, and you look at a lot of factors that deal with the amount of rain that might occur the lake to back up out there and infringe upon this area. So we'll get that worked out, but there's still hundreds of acres of land that's there. The discussion kind of centered around whether we wanted to try to divide that up into little ranchettes was the phrase that was used, 40, 50 acres out there, or to make lots. Either case, that's inside the city limits and requires the city to provide water and city electricity there inside the city. Of course, electricity could be provided by another company, but we have to provide that infrastructure with the focus on water and sewer. Falls back in the category of septic systems because of the challenge of a sewer system that's there. But you never know how that turns out depending on what's there. The other part of the discussion, small lots, big lots, was suggested and discussed significantly, and then decided that we would vote that with the north side, we had a motion passed 5-0 to do the final stuff and proceed down selling those lots. On the south side, the decision was while we figure out what it may cost the city if we sell those to private landowners and then have to provide infrastructure, potentially some level of roads and water and electricity out there, what would the cost of that be with the different options? The other thing that we wanted to look at in the meantime was to advertise to whomever we would advertise that to, try to figure it out, that Brady has a pretty significant piece of land that has access to water. Not great at this time, but it could be taken care of with the new water system when it gets completed and some additional transmission lines out that way. And just advertise it to say, this is available and we're looking for ideas and suggestions and potential developers that might want to do whatever with that land. We could zone it in that direction and then proceed in that direction, whether some company might come in and decide that they want to develop that as a housing development, sure. Or somebody might come in and want to do it as some kind of a resort or conference center complex. We're just going to leave that open for people to make suggestions, and then we'll see what we think about those ideas. And that motion to go ahead and do that while we're looking at the other costs associated with the other options, that passed 5-0. And that took the major portion of the evening. Not many comments on the staff reports. Council meetings and the announcements were, as usual, the first and third Tuesday of each month on the 3rd and the 17th. The, of course, Brady ISD, early release on the 26th at the end of the session, Memorial Day on the 30th with the city offices closed and altered trash schedule. And there was one other announcement that was passed on to me that I'll give you really quick, and it's about the Damrosch Music Club community. Yeah. Am I close?
Close. Damrosch.
Community concert associated with the First United Methodist Church on Thursday, the 5th of May at 7 p.m. The music club will host this community concert to celebrate National Music Week. Admission is free, and everyone is invited to come and enjoy getting together again and hearing some outstanding local musicians perform. The evening will feature a cross-section of our community, a variety of types of music, instrumental and vocal performers, individuals, and groups. An added note to what they passed to me was, after 2 years of cancellations of the annual concert due to the pandemic, the music club is pleased to be able to present this popular event again. Please come and enjoy the music and the fellowship again, May the 5th, 7 p.m., and it's free.
Free.
So made that announcement, and then we went to an executive session that only lasted about a little over 10 minutes. The two items in the executive session that we were compelled to read is, and I'll not do all the words now, but pursuant to Section 551.071, consultation with the attorney who was available to us and did, in fact, talk to us on the phone. And the second was 551.072, deliberation about real property. The city council would deliberate about the purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real properties of the city, as the deliberation in open meeting would have detrimental effect on the position of the city in negotiations with third person. We had a short discussion there, no action taken, came back into an open session at just about 7:50, and announced that we had taken, or there would be no action taken at this time, based on the executive session, and then we adjourned a minute later.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that, you know, I think find that you know, the whole process the city council is going through with the sale of land. One is the first is decision some time ago that the city doesn't want to own land out there, you know, anymore. It wants to move away from being the landowner around the lake.
Perhaps a little bit more accurate statement was the city would like to see something productive done with that. Well, it's not that we don't want to own the land. As a matter of fact, there's always that feeling that that's a pretty nice piece of property and you hate to let it go. But the revenue that it might generate, both in the sale of that property or lease or whatever is done with it, and then the potential taxes that would come to the city and the county if that were sold to some other folks.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking about the, you know, the property on the north side, which is in the category of where the city is, like I said, you know, we don't want to be the landowner there anymore. But what you're saying about the south side, and that's one of those areas where you look at it and say, there ought to be a way, you know, and that's the way things, most conversations start with that, is we ought to be able to find a way to take advantage of that fact that property's there, it's next to a lake, and, you know.
And just to reemphasize, the stuff on the north side is not just the Davie and the Dodge Heights addition.
Okay.
We've been working on that forever, and we hope to get it wrapped up pretty soon. But it's a apportionment of from the road that loops around the lake there to the water, and how you divide that up, including the parcel land that has the lake house on it, would be part of that. And more to come on that as we decide how to divide it up everybody will get a chance to know about that and the specific process that'll be used to make those sales. We've had a lot of interest in the past by different folks for different purposes for some of that area.
Okay. Well, we're happy to move ahead. Everything working, going along smoothly on the two major water projects, the clean water and then the drinking water.
Well, we will. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
You didn't. That's okay.
Early May, we'll conclude the 30 days in the register for the placement of the elevated storage tank, the water tower, there at the airport. That has to be done. Mm-hmm. And then if there are no comments, it takes them a couple of weeks maybe to do all their paperwork and get it done. And then I think TxDOT Aviation gets one more cut at it. But that looks like that should go through very well. And then we can put up that elevated storage tank that's all prepped and ready and close up on the water system for the north side and the south side.
We're ready.
So that's moving along, and got some challenges to get it finished, but it's looking good.
Good. Very good. City is otherwise in good shape, right?
Yeah, and you already made the announcement about the Chamber's good news.
That's right, good news today. And out at the Heart of Texas Event Center today, and we'll have that for folks who want to come out. The program starts at noon, and if you want to eat, there's a charge for that. And we'll have the program live on...
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcasts, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.